This is Twit.
Johnny Jett, our traveling guru, is here. And I love Johnny Jett, who wisely has gotten out of Southern California to breathe the air in Connecticut, where it's snowing.
No, it snowed a couple days ago, and there's still some snow on the ground. It rained after, I guess, but we got in late last night, and actually, I got a tip about this.
Yes?
So, I'm here because my dad's 90th birthday party is tomorrow.
Holy cow. That's wonderful.
And he's been in Florida, and he had a rough week. He was in a hospital. We weren't sure if he was going to make it out here, out to Connecticut. So, anyway.
Oh, you scared me. Oh, just make it to Connecticut. Oh, okay.
Connecticut.
You scared me, man.
But so this is a tip for people. So I didn't want to go to Connecticut right away because I don't like the cold. It's freezing cold here. It's, 40 degrees, 31 degrees. So, and he had to delay his flight. And by the way, Delta is amazing. Twice now we've had to change my dad's flight, and there were non-refundable tickets. They weren't basic economy, but they were non-refundable. And they just call up, they ask for the hospital's name, and they're like, "Oh my God, please give your dad a hug. We'll change the ticket, no problem." And so then on the flip side, I wanted to change my ticket because I didn't need to be here so soon. But, I was on American Airlines, and they're sticklers, and they're not going to change it for anything. But the tip is always look for an alert. So a lot of times there's travel alerts, and it's usually on their homepage of the website. So for just my period, there's an alert actually right now for Southern California because of the fires.
Right.
And there was an alert there was a big East Coast storm on Thursday. So I had two different waivers I could have used. And I just said, hey, I called them up. Actually, United usually does theirs first. So it's always a good idea to kind of check out United's site. And then I called American and say, well, the waivers haven't gone in effect yet. I knew they would. But they're lagging, so you got to keep calling back or just keep looking at their website or their app. And once they do issue the waiver, then you can change your ticket for free if you don't want to fly on that certain day, or if you want to extend your vacation or whatever you're doing.
Oh, this is really good information.
So yeah, and so because otherwise the airline will charge you. The big airlines charge you a $200 change fee and plus the fare difference, which is usually astronomical.
Yeah, because you're booking last minute.
I love Southwest for that reason. They don't charge a change fee. They just charge a fare difference. But still, the fare difference is usually high. But you can now do it all online. So I actually went online and just, you could choose the flights. And there was even a flight to go through Miami because I was like, I don't even know if my dad's going to make it up to Connecticut. So I might as well just change my flight and fly through Miami. It was $9 more. So always check
good
your
deal.
My tip is to check your options. Because I hate when the airlines just take the money from you, and then this is one way of trying to get a little bit back. So, my other tip, if there's no fare waiver, just don't cancel your flight right away. Wait till the very last minute to see if the flight's delayed by an hour or so, or if it's even canceled. Because if they do, then they have to give you your money back or let you change the ticket.
Yes. Very good stuff. This is the kind of thing you learn at Johnny's website, johnnyjett.com. I see you say on your website you're giving up your American Airlines executive premium platinum super duper Superman I can go anywhere status. You're going to lose
it? You got to fly 100,000 miles a year. But then last year they instituted you have to spend at least $12,000 on your tickets.
What?
In a calendar year.
It's not mileage, it's now money?
Yeah, you have to spend $12,000 and at least fly 100,000 miles for the top status, which I am. Before, people, freaking flyers like me or travel hacks.
You're clever.
They would buy cheap tickets to Singapore and do like two of those. Yeah. And then it's a smart business decision. I don't blame them because business travelers, they don't want to lose their free upgrades to slackers like.
Slackers like you.
Like me. So it's a
You're
smart
not a slacker,
decision.
Johnny. You're not. You, how many or hundreds of thousands of miles? How many hundreds of thousands of miles do you fly every year? You're the guy who's earned it. Believe me.
Well, I actually just got a client next week, and they're actually just bought me a ticket today, which is going to put me over. So I am going to make it for next year. But next year, they're actually $15,000. So it's a big game. But the thing is, they really, you get free upgrades, especially when you do LA, New York, which I do a lot, including
tonight.
It's a lie-flat seat.
Yeah. But don't tell American, but you're kind of becoming a Delta fan, aren't you? I sense that.
Delta's a better run airline, and they, but their mileage is not they call them sky pesos because they're really not worth
sky
anything.
Sky pesos. Sky yen.
They're a better run airline and usually a friendlier flight attendants.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a great experience on Delta the last time we flew. So, yeah.
Yeah, but
we're going. So anyway, I think this will be good. We're going to New York on Alaska in a couple of weeks.
Well, if the problem with Alaska, I love Alaska. I have a monthly column in their in-flight magazine.
Well, that's a reason to go.
You know, up front, they don't have lie-flat seats like American, Delta, and United.
It's a five-hour flight. I'm not going to sleep on a cross-country flight.
Well, we were in coach last night, but I'm just saying. You know, I know you like to fly up front.
And I like to, but I'm not going to.
Who does?
Not going to, because it's just across the country. I only sit up front if it's like a 12-hour flight. Then I splurge. And that is a heck of a splurge, by the way.
Well, we're going back to California next week. And American was charging as much as JetBlue was for first class. America was charging as much for coach as JetBlue was for first class.
Wow.
So I was like, that makes no sense.
And I like JetBlue first class. That Mint is nice.
Yeah, so we bought Mint.
Mint. Go Mint.
I'm going Mint, baby.
Go Mint. Do you have an app for us, sir?
I do. I have a website. And because you were talking about this air quality, which
yes.
was really bad in LA,
holy
this
cow.
Is called airnow.gov.
Airnow.gov.
So I don't know if this is where you were getting those stats that you were talking about in the last segment, but this is the air quality index, AQI, and it tells you how clean or polluted your outdoor air is or where you're going in the U.S. And the data is collected using federal reference or equivalent monitoring techniques, and it's real-time maps. The data is displayed after the end of each hour, they say. So, you know, if you are traveling somewhere and you have health problems even if you don't have health problems, you don't want to be in San Francisco. I mean, one of my buddies is there. He's like, it's the worst in the world right now. It's worse than Beijing.
208 in San Francisco, according to the government site.
And how about to your watch? Is it accurate to what your watch is?
No, my watch is much lower. And I've been See, it's funny because when I first got this Apple Watch, I saw this AQI on here. I said, what is that? And it's air quality index. And I thought, well, I'll never use that. I'm not living in Beijing. And then I immediately put the thing on my watch. But now I realize it's underestimating. The one that the chat room liked is called Purple Air at purpleair.com. But Purple Air, and that's roughly the same as the government one. So I think they're very similar. But okay, boy, 200, it says it's 208 here. The Apple Watch says 162. That's a big difference. 208, even healthy people will suffer.
And is the watch doing what's outside or what's...
No, the watch doesn't have a measurement. It's just pulling it from weather underground. It's the same number as weather underground.